Good afternoon. At 12 noon, temperature, Rusty, at 66 degrees.
Partly sunny skies for your Monday, warming up to 73.
Folks at the state capitol getting to hear two concerts over the noon hour at this hour, if you want to call them that. The Solidarity Singers belting out their anti-Walker protest songs outside the capitol grounds, at least they were planning to. They don't need a permit to congregate out there. Inside, former state official David Blaska is leading about 50 conservatives to sing songs ranging from the national anthems and national anthem to the Flintstones theme. Blaska, conservative writer, also emailed reporters to say they'll hand out Twinkies to celebrate American resilience. He also pointed out the group has a permit for a capital gathering, something the Solidarity Singers have refused to get, saying it goes against their First Amendment free speech rights. Blaska said the permit system assures everyone can have access to their capital. Capitol Police issued almost 80 citations to the group's participants from last Wednesday through Friday in a crackdown ordered by the Walker administration.
Privacy advocates are concerned as more Wisconsin police agencies use computerized license plate readers. The machines read the plates of every vehicle which passes by a squad car, and it then tells the officer whether the owners are wanted for any reason. The Wisconsin State Journal said four Madison area police departments stored more than 4 million license plate images over the past 3 years. Officials say the license plate readers help officers track down stolen vehicles, crime suspects, children who are kidnapped, and vehicles with expired plates. The American Civil Liberties Union issued a red flag about the technology, which flags about 2.5% of the vehicles checked by the four Dane County agencies. Wisconsin ACLU Director Chris Amude says authorities can easily use it when there is not a reasonable suspicion to target police. Middleton Police Chief Brad Keel says people don't expect privacy when they're out in public.
A second body's been pulled now from the Hudson River along the banks of New York and New Jersey following a speedboat crash that took the lives of members of an upcoming wedding party. We get more from Jeff Manasso.
30-year-old Mark Lennon was the best man in the August 10th wedding and the second to be pulled from the water following a Friday night crash when a speedboat carrying six members of the wedding party smashed into a barge about 25 miles north of New York City.
I'm just happy that he was found and the family has closure and we can move on. And the worrying and the waiting is over.
Mark's brother Raymond, the body of 30-year-old bride-to-be Lindsay Stewart, was pulled from the water Saturday. The groom, Brian Bond, is recovering from injuries while the couple's friend, who police say was drunk while driving the boat, is charged with vehicular manslaughter. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Gas prices have held relatively steady over the past 2 weeks in our area. The price at stations in the Sheboygan area remains between $3.67 and $3.71. The website Wisconsin Gas Prices reports a few stations in Sheboygan County as low as $3.63. According to the Wisconsin AAA, the average price statewide for a gallon of regular unleaded is at $3.66.8, 4 cents lower than 1 week ago. It still remains above the national AAA average of $3.63 and 19 cents above where prices were 1 month ago. The July price increase due to higher national demand and increased crude oil prices on world markets due to Mideast unrest.
Well, hundreds of pilots flew into Oshkosh yesterday, thousands more expected today as the week-long Experimental Aircraft Association Air Venture show begins. Many of the pilots are angry over a fee to help pay for air traffic controllers that the Federal Aviation Administration used to provide for free. This year, though, the FAA charged the EAA almost $500,000 to provide 87 controllers for this week's Oshkosh events. It equals about $45 for each plane that goes in and out of the Whitman Airport. Over 500,000 people are expected to attend the Air Venture Show, which features numerous forums, displays, air shows, and other performances.
Two planes crashed on their way to EAA Air Venture this weekend in the state. A plane went down in Lake Michigan near Milwaukee, killing the pilot and a passenger Saturday. Coast Guard officials said 75-year-old William Gensler of Racine was an experienced pilot and owned his own aviation company at the Racine Airport. His passenger was not identified. Meanwhile, a plane had to make an emergency landing in a field west of Oshkosh late yesterday morning. Winnebago County Sheriff's officials say neither the 61-year-old pilot nor his passenger was hurt as the result of the crash landing. The pilot told authorities that the plane's engine failed.
Well, viral video has called attention to Wisconsin's move-over law, and it originated here in Sheboygan County. By now you might have seen the dash cam video of the recent traffic stop in the county on I-43 nearly turned tragic. We had it posted on our website last week. That video has gone viral showing a semi driver speeding past a Wisconsin State Trooper on the shoulder of I-43 striking the squad car along the way.
You know, part of what we see here, I mean, it's just the grace of God that he didn't get struck.
That video's gotten over 58,000 hits since its posting on Wednesday. State Patrol Captain Nick Scorcio, who you just heard, said the incident underscores the importance of obeying the state's 12-year-old move-over law.
They didn't mean for it to happen like this, but the Milwaukee Brewers are taking the money they're not paying Ryan Braun during his drug suspension and giving it back to fans. Today, the Brewers announced a Fans First promotion. It's designed to thank the over 30,000 per game who have watched the last-place Brewers battle through a host of injuries this season and Braun's suspension for violating baseball's drug policy. For all 12 home games in August, everyone will get $10 vouchers at the gate to help them pay for food, merchandise, and tickets for future games at Miller Park.
$10? That's not bad.
Not bad.
What, get you a brat and a drink, maybe?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. How about the forecast?
Partly sunny, high near 73.
Right now we are at 66 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh.